Many eyes are on the alleged kickback scandal that is rocking Trinidad at the moment. Former Attorney General Anaanram Logan was prevented from leaving the country 2 days ago as he was about to get on a plane for the British Virgin Islands. He was going to a judicial review case in which he is representing the BVI Speaker of the House of Assembly. It is reported that while he was being questioned by the police yesterday, Mr. Ram Logan complained of feeling unwell. As a result, that interview was incomplete. One newspaper in Trinidad says that the police were expected to approach the Director of Public Prosecutions last night for advice on how they should proceed with the matter. In the meantime, though, a Jamaica-born Queen's Counsel, Vincent Nelson, who lives in Trinidad, has been granted bail in the sum of 100,000 Trinidad and Tobago dollars on corruption conspiracy charges. This is in connection with a series of financial transactions involving legal fees during the term in office of the UNC-led People's Partnership government led by Kamala Prasad Bisesar. Nelson appeared for the state in several cases in the administration, and in court it was alleged that he conspired with the former Attorney General and another lawyer and UNC politician, Gerald Ramdine. That alleged conspiracy was for him to receive, conceal and transfer criminal property given to Ram Logan by Nelson as the lawyer in various matters for the state. It is further alleged that Nelson conspired with Ram Logan and Ramdine for the former AG to misbehave in public office, with Ram Logan accepting rewards from Nelson, and that he conspired to corruptly give Ram Logan rewards as Attorney General. Nelson's attorney, Tom Allen QC, in seeking bail for his client, said it was part of the agreement with the prosecution that he be granted his own bail and no restrictions placed on him to leave the country. Allen submitted that since October 2017, his client has been fully cooperating with the prosecution at what he calls an unprecedented level and has given several witness statements knowing full well he has incriminated himself despite the risks associated with doing so. So worried is Nelson for the safety of his client that he has argued before the court that he would be safer out of Trinidad, a country where witnesses are now easily eliminated, as happened only on Wednesday night, when a man who witnessed the murder and was cooperating with the police was himself gunned down at his home. Both Ram Logan and Ramdine have previously denied any wrongdoing. Ram Logan had sued then-opposition leader Keith Rowley in 2012 after he questioned him about the massive payments by the Attorney General's office. Ram Logan later dropped that lawsuit. The arrests are said to be the first in a series of active investigations involving legal fees approved by Ram Logan, while Ramdine is said to have received a substantial portion of the fees. According to the Trinidad Guardian newspaper, specialist police prosecutors from abroad were quietly ushered into the country last year to help form a secret yet-to-be-named unit of prosecutors preparing major corruption cases. And these arrests are said to be the tip of the iceberg because it is reported that there are several other complex cases involving high-profile personalities on both sides of the political divide in Trinidad and Tobago. To strengthen its ability to effectively prosecute the cases, the Trinidad Police have looked to the UK to recruit a specialist firm of criminal lawyers who were officially made members of the police service last September. It is further reported that former members of the Serious Fraud Office in the UK, who spent most of their careers prosecuting fraud and corruption, were also brought into Trinidad to be part of the special unit. And it took a team of more than 24 forensic officers to bring the investigation to this stage. And what of the political reaction? The opposition UNC says it was not privy to the details of the allegations. And it said, "We have no doubt that this desperate and failing Rowley administration is searching for a way to distract the public's attention away from their record of failure over the last 4 years. General elections were last held in Trinidad and Tobago in 2015 and are constitutionally due next year. But there may be much more coming out of some of these cases that may be of direct interest to Barbados based on what one well-informed source tells us. Stay tuned for more as these developments unfold in Trinidad and Tobago." This has been Sajikor's Early Business.